Hello and welcome to Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast talking all things Onyx Storm.
I'm JC.
And I'm Sean.
And we are finally going to start with our coverage of Onyx Storm.
All we're missing is the actual book. We'll be sharing this episode just before the release of Onyx Storm. So if you've already read the book at this point and you're thinking, they've got it all wrong, well, that's because we haven't read it yet.
Yes, we've been careful to avoid the spoilers that have been flying around TikTok as well.
Yeah, danger zone. So who shares the ending of a book before it's even released?
Yeah, unbelievable.
There were no warnings or anything. Thank you to our amazing community on social media for not spoiling it for us. I have to admit, I've just stopped going on TikTok. Instagram feels a bit safer.
Yes, definitely. Today we'll be looking at our final prediction for Onyx Storm. We're recapping our favorite theories and just getting really excited for the imminent release of Onyx Storm.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
Yeah. But before we dive into some of our favorite theories, what are you most looking forward to about Onyx Storm?
So, I mean, we're less than a couple of minutes into the podcast and I'm already going to mention Harry Potter, but this just reminds me of the hype and the buzz before a new Harry Potter book came out. I am old enough to have been at the midnight releases for the 5th, 6th and 7th books in the Harry Potter series. And just the excitement. I'm going to the midnight release for Onyx Storm and I just can't wait. Just going to meet so many people and I'm going to immediately want to get my hands on that book. But I'm just really excited about the hype and being there at midnight. And also just going back to Buzgaias and finding out what Violet's second signet is. There's too much. What about you? What are you most excited about?
Oh, everything, to be honest. Like, right now, this is the first time that we're doing a pilot episode that we're both in the same condition.
Yeah.
Because while it was Fourth Wind and Iron Flame, you read those books before me. And I was just guessing what was going to happen. So now it's like, okay, now we are in the same situation. No.
Who's going to read it faster?
Oh, it's going to be definitely you. You're going to be at midnight already, reading it. I don't know where it's going
to
be.
I don't know. I might have to drive home. But I have the advantage of reading it in my mother tongue.
Yeah.
You do. You'll be reading it in English, right? Or are you reading it in Spanish?
No, I'll be reading it in English.
Yeah.
Also, talking about Spanish, I want to take the moment to do the official launch of Fantasía Fiel. There is our Faithfully Fantasy, but in Spanish, for all the people that have been asking if we can have something for them. So now we have it. It's at Fantasía Fiel Pod, and you can have us talking about the theories that we talk in Faithfully Fantasy, but all of them in Spanish.
Muy bien. So we're going to first take a dive into some of our favorite theories. These are theories that either we've come up with or fans have come up with, and we are just going to talk a bit about our favorite theories that could be true, and then our favorite theories that are absolutely wild, but we love them. I mean, they still could be true, but they're absolutely wild. We have had so many messages jam-packed full of theories, and obviously we're not going to be able to get through them all because it will take us beyond the release of Onyx Storm. But we've picked out a few of our favorites to talk about.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite theory that could be true?
I think my favorite theory is the one who thought the Violet could be the one who commands the sky and is going to be linking to this prophecy that we saw in one of the epigraphs. I think this is talking about Violet and she's going to be the one who commands the sky, and with that means that she will be the one who's going to control the dragons as well, because dragons are part of the sky.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. At emma.holbrook.reads on Instagram has a really good reel that summarizes this. But I had some more chats and some more DMs come through about this one. And there's so many receipts. So some of them go back right to chapter 16 of Fourth Wing and Threshing, and how she bonds with Tern, And the rider that is writing down the names of who she's bonded with is about to be like, oh my God, you bonded with. And Violet's mum says, let her say it. And then there's a thing that says, as if my mum thinks I could have manipulated 10 or hijacked 10. And that's the bit that just absolutely blew my mind when that was pointed out to me. She said that that could mean that Lilith knew that she's the commander of the sky. She commands the sky and she can command the dragons. And that's why she wanted Violet to say it, because she did think that she could have hijacked 10.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah, it's just little details that you don't see. And then somebody just pointed out and then like, oh my God, how can I miss this?
Yeah, amazing.
Yes. There's another theory that is wild, but I think it could be true as well. And this is the one where it says that Dane could be like the ultimate bad guy, could be like controlling everything to make us believe that, yeah, he's in the redemption path, but actually he's as bad as his dad.
Yeah, I love this one as well. I mean, I do tend to think that Dane is good, I think. But this is Lani, one of our listeners' theories, isn't it? She pointed out all the things that he could have done that were wrong.
What about you? What are your favorite theory for Onyx Storm?
I have got so many, I can't even choose. My favorite theory that could be true is one that I was blabbing about for months and months and months. And then I decided it wasn't true because I decided that Nilan was Malak. But I'm going back, backwards. And my favorite theory that could be true is also insanely wild. But Brennan is a reanimated human and he's reanimated by Ven and Nilan. And the rune on his hand could be the
reanimation. Keeping alive.
Yeah, the same rune that is on Brennan's hand. I love this theory because I went off and on and off and on the fact that Nilan was Venon and Brennan. I thought Brennan was most likely to be the one that was Venon. I still do think Brennan is the one that's most likely to be Venon. But mm-hmm. I just love the idea that Brennan is like not alive. He's just walking around. He's like a zombie? I don't know, zombie Brennan. And he's like, that's who he was communicating with in the Wardstone chamber at the end of Iron Flame when he said, I couldn't stop her. And I just, it was since that discussion we had last week, I just feel like he was talking to someone.
Yes.
Yeah, I just love it.
For me, the other thing that made me think that this is could be possible is at the beginning of Iron Flame, when Violet is talking with Brennan, and Brennan is explaining like how what happened after he came back to life. He says, yes, Nolan did that, but it cost him everything. He didn't say he died because of that. So when he say cost everything, are we talking about his soul?
Mm. But if you think about cost him everything, the other person that says that is Lyra, one of the first six. And she says, I'm alone in thinking the knowledge of the wards should be shared and it has cost me everything. I don't think she's turned Venon. She might have done. Maybe. Spoiler for the excerpt from Cosmopolitan. If people haven't read it, please skip forward 30 seconds. But maybe Lyra is the silver-haired Venon.
Could be that maybe the six are still around, but as a Venon.
They're all Venon, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's a new theory. We could get through. I don't know, 10 minutes without coming up with a new theory. Yeah, so that is one of my favorite theories. Mm. I would like to share some theories that people have shared with me over the last week, and oh my God, I'm so excited by them. From Nicole Calais, Brennan killed Violet's dad to stop him spreading the truth and his research on Feathertales, which would be a possible cure. Violet's dad died of a heart attack that was repeated at least once after Brennan's death. So his heart gave out the first time and then it gave out again the second time. But he stayed alive the first time. I'm butchering this theory. Heart attacks. So she says that heart attacks or similar events can be caused by drugs or poison. And Brennan is a poison master. the first heart event didn't kill him because Brennan got the dose wrong. And she goes on to say how it's really weird that Brennan has red hair, so she hasn't, so he's not actually Brennan's dad.
Yeah.
Also exciting. What do you think?
I like the idea that it's so wild, because it's really wild. But what is about timeline, it doesn't do it for me, because in Fourth Wing, we learn that his heart problems started after Brennan's dead. So that's when it started.
But Brennan didn't die.
Yeah, but he came back to Bas Gaia just to give the poison to his dad, and then...
Maybe not.
That's the...
Maybe someone else was doing it for him. We know that Brennan's got contacts at Bas Gaia because a letter came. I know it's wild, but I love it. Also, one of my favourite people on Instagram, at Lishful Reading, thinks that Jack Barlow will have a redemption arc and will also die. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Jack Barlow. So Jack will realise the information he has been fed about Violet, the Marked Ones, and the Resistance is false. Jack will form an alliance with Zayden and work with him undercover. Dies saving Sloane. We already have been given Jack moments where he's shown signs of being normal. And she says, well, yes, it could be for other purposes. She believes it was his true colours without his Venom mind having control. She wants a Jack point of view chapter, Jack POV, with Venom mind control versus not in control.
Interesting.
Do we think Jack's going to have a redemption?
I don't, to be honest. I think he's going to be one of the really bad guys.
Do you?
Yes.
So I could see it. I can see it happening. The only thing is that Rebecca Yarros, in when we were in London, she was kind of saying, everyone wants a Jack redemption. And she was like, what is wrong with you people? But then that is the kind of thing she would say to throw you off the scent. I really like the idea of Jack having a redemption. But it would mean somebody good, or somebody who we think is good, would have to go so far the other way, like Brennan maybe, because you have to, everything has to be in balance. So you can't just have the bad guys turning good. You have to have the good guys turning
Sawyer,
bad.
Maybe.
No. We're going to talk a bit about that later, yeah. I think. I've got two more wild theories I absolutely love. From Shay, who is at the _authentic_bookworm. Zayden has learned to wield power over time and has come back to prevent something from happening. That's why he has loved Violet for longer than she can ever know. Zayden's a time traveler.
That is wild.
Yeah, I love it. I just love it. The wilder the better for me.
Yeah.
Although we do have the potential for being like, when it actually turns out and we find out what's happening and it's not as wild and it's not as crazy, we might feel like we've slowed down a bit, but... Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have full faith in the fact that what Rebecca has planned for us is even wilder than the theories that we've got. Kelly thinks that Rhee, this one is really, really juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly thinks that Rhee is going to enter her villain era because she moved from Navarre to Erasure and the whole family moved.
Yeah.
Because they were going to be safer in Erasure because they were going to be protected by the wards. The wards failed at Erasure. The wards are back in place in Bas Gaia. So she thinks there's going to be some hostility between Rhee and Violet. And I hope not.
They had to move the family again to Bas Gaia. To the bar.
Oh, they might as well just like buy a caravan. Caravans exist? No.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see like that much like potential for Rhee had like something against Violet for that. I mean, in the end of Iron Flame, she was really happy that everything works in Bas Gaia and everyone is alive because of Violet.
Yeah.
So I see like weird if I see like, oh no, my family is not safe in Erasure and it was all because of you. Or
yeah,
I had to go back. It's so expensive. Go back to Nova.
I think Rhee is solid. I do. Yeah. I think Rhee is going to be good. But
I'm not saying that it's not going to happen, but I'm saying that it's not because of that.
Yeah. It wouldn't be us also without touching on the theory that kind of that is really, really wild from Mama Souza on Reddit, and that is the one where Violet has some kind of dragon blood. It gets such a polarized reaction, this one. Everyone's like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. And then someone else is like, that doesn't make sense at all. And it's really polarizing. But this is the one where Violet's dad found the cure for venom and it was dragon blood. So somehow he managed to inject dragon blood into Lilith.
When she was pregnant. Yeah.
Means that she can communicate with dragons without getting roasted, and why Ten says, I know exactly who and what you are, and she's like scenting Zayden, and it's like she's kind of bonding.
Yeah, him. I really like that theory. And for me, it was like the only one who was explaining why Violet was able to talk to dragons and nothing happens to her. But then when I heard this other one, that she's going to be like the one who commands the sky and they include dragons as well, for me, were like, okay, that explains as well why dragons are like responding to her.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's that. It's got to be that. Yeah. There were some good responses to it. So some people suggested it had to do with dragon eggshells, which was an interesting one because they are part, that's how they make the alloy. And yeah, I totally agree with you. I think this one where she commands the sky, that means she commands the dragons. Also, that is why she was allowed to bond
to dragons.
They weren't ever questioning it because she is possibly the head of the Empyrean. She just doesn't get invited to it yet. She doesn't realize when she's not worthy of, if she can't guess, she's not worthy of the knowledge.
Yeah. From my point of view is that, yes, the Empyrean is just formed by dragons, but Violet is on top of that. So it's like England, you have the king, and then you have the prime minister. So the prime minister is the one who takes decisions.
The cabinet is the Empyrean.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they are like the one that are running the country, taking decisions.
But I hope that means that in Onyx Storm or beyond, when she finally realizes that she commands the dragons, then I hope we get some insight into the Empyrean and we actually get to go to an Empyrean meeting. I love a meeting.
Need that caught up POV.
Yeah. Any more theories that you want to add in? I know that we're going to get into some quickfire theory locks in and then we can maybe go a bit slower through those afterwards and attach some theories to those.
For me, I think we're going to know about Daddy Sorangel and Onyx Storm. So I think we're going to know the name. So we finally want to put a name. And we might find the research, but we know being like used or know exactly what is inside. So I think maybe that was going to be like the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find it and then that's it. We don't know how it's going to help or if it's going to help. That's my last wild theory that I think it could be an Onyx Storm.
I think Daddy Sorengel's research has been stolen. I
think that maybe there's going to be like, but it's going to go to find it and then it's not there anymore.
Yeah, and then the whole fandom is going to be like, why the fuck does she not go and get it sooner? She's known where it is all along. And then she's going to go and she's going to be like, oh, it's gone, and Dane's dad's got it.
Yeah, that's another possibility.
Mm.
That's what I said from the beginning. Like, she should be able to just to try to find that when she had Andarna as a feather tail. Why she didn't go? Because she didn't know anything. So for me, well, like, she should go try to find that. And then, yeah, if the problem is find it because there's a lot of answers, then you should give it something like, yeah, it's not there anymore. Then that's it.
Yeah, but maybe that's because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're like in suspense for such a long time. And then, yeah, it's not there.
Yeah, that's the only reason I feel like I can think of, I'm sure there's loads, as to why Rebecca Yarros didn't have Violet go and find it and it was missing early, because that's the storyline that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she could have gone and said, oh, it's missing. And then, I don't know. Or maybe there's another reason. Maybe she can't get at it. Maybe she knows it's like severely warded or stuff. Maybe
it's in the veil, protected by dragons.
She can't go. Something has to be stopping her.
Yes. Should we go to final predictions? Mm-hmm. So, in this part of the show, we're going to look in our final predictions in the form of rapid-fire questions, and we will start with a nice, happy question.
How quickly do I have to answer these? Like, first thing that comes to my head?
Yeah, first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay. So, first one. Which rider will die in Onyx Storm?
Riddick.
Oh. Which flyer will die in Onyx Storm?
Marin, 100%.
Which dragon will die in Onyx Storm?
Atrium.
Makes sense.
I know, I didn't want to pick someone I hadn't already said.
Dane, good or bad?
Good.
Naolin, dead or alive?
Alive.
Is Sylvana considered alive?
Alive.
Okay.
Is Malak considered alive?
No.
I'm not
he
like
only
that.
Exists. Who will be the cause of the family betrayal?
Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Brennan. Bodhi. I don't know. Bodhi.
Bodhi. Okay. Will there be a Satan point of view chapter?
Ooh. Yes. And they're going to add his name on to the audiobook on the day of release.
Okay. Are there more Seven Den Dragons?
Oh, yes.
Interesting. We will see Daddy Sorengil research.
No, it'll be stolen.
Name a new place we will visit.
The obvious one, Isle Kingdoms.
Yeah.
I also think we might go to Cliffsbane.
To visit the Vernon.
Or Cordon. Sorry, so many places. I need to leave some for you.
The Barons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
leave some for you because you're going to answer the same questions.
Oh, dear. What is Viola's second signet?
I can't do this quickly. Some kind of truth sayer. I don't think so anymore. Truth sayer, maybe.
Okay.
Intrinsic. truth sayer intrinsic. I don't know. Move on.
Trinsensic.
Yeah, that one.
What is Garrick Sinet?
Sound wielder.
Okay.
No, he can communicate over distances. No. He's really good at finding things. He can find things.
I don't know.
Worst Imperium podcaster ever.
What is Arik's signet?
Distance wielder.
Okay. We will get a new romance.
Yes. I'm hoping it's going to be Auric and Sloane and not Kat and Auric.
Okay. Something we hope comes back from the previous books.
Liam's dragon carvings.
Yeah. General Vernon, dead or alive?
Alive.
General Vernon, who was he?
Zayden's granddad.
What is Brennan's throne?
Right, I'm going to go back on what I said earlier. I think it's a control to stop him from channeling.
Okay. Will Zayden be cured by the end?
No.
Yesenia, do we trust her?
At this moment in time, yes. But I think by the end of the series, probably not.
Okay. Name a new character we might meet.
Duke Lindell.
Okay. Those were the 21 questions that we have for you.
Just had my eyes shut the whole time. Right. You've seen the questions.
Yes.
Now, but hopefully you haven't had time to think of your answers.
Okay.
Are you going to close your eyes?
No.
Which rider will die in Onyx Storm?
Saint Riddick.
Which flyer will die in Onyx Storm?
I think it's going to be Kat's sister.
Serena.
Yes.
That means Kat's next in line. Sorry, we'll dig into these later. Which dragon will die in Onyx Storm?
Adrian.
Dane, good or bad?
I want to say good.
Naelin, dead or alive?
I would say alive.
Who will be the cause of the family betrayal?
Brennan.
Will there be a Zayden POV chapter?
Definitely.
Are there more Seventh Den dragons?
No.
Will we see Daddy Sorengail's research?
Well, I was thinking if we found that, we won't see it, or we won't see what is inside. So it's like a yes and no.
Name a new place we will visit.
I'm going to say the Barrens.
Mm-hmm. What is Violet's second signet?
I'm going to say she's a kind of intensic.
A kind of intensic.
Yeah. She's not like Jeremiah, but she's a kind, like, say that.
What kind? Come on.
Feelings, something like that. Yeah, I think it's feelings.
Isn't it so funny that we've both changed away from... No, I think she's a truth-sayer.
You change it now.
What is Garrick's signet?
I'm thinking like something like... something relating with communication, like a sound seeker or telepath or something. Ooh. Like that.
What is Auric's signet?
I think he's going to be full intensic, like Jeremiah.
Yeah. Will we get a new romance?
Yes. Probably Kat and Auric.
No. Something we hope comes back from the previous books.
Lian's wooden carving.
General Venon, dead or alive?
Alive.
General Venon, who was he?
Seydan's grandfather.
What is Brennan's rune?
He is a type of wyvern.
Will Zayden be cured by the end?
No, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, I agree. Jacinia, do we trust her?
At the moment, yes. But I think there's going to be another twist. There's going to be like the biggest twist.
Name a new character we might meet.
You said Duke Lindell. I would say Zayden's mom.
Ah, yeah. We were pretty well aligned on that. And that's probably because we've been talking a lot about this. Not about those questions, but about this book. We've been talking for months about this book. Should we, like, pick through some of those a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So we both think that Redick is not making it through.
No, we've been talking about this during the fall season on Iron Flame. There was so many signs that... Rebecca Yarros on London, there was a couple of things that she said that didn't give us that good feeling about Redick.
Yeah, for me, it's the fact that he's the comic relief. And in war is not funny. And killing off the comic relief is going to hit so hard.
I think we said this before, but Onyx Storm is going to be so... bad in the point of view that everything's going to be like upside down for the main characters. And one of those signs is going to be that, yes, things are getting really bad. Is that the comic relief is going to disappear.
I know, but the fact that Violet kind of seems to be able to manifest stuff, when she says stuff, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I need you to live. And... we all graduate. That's the only thing that's making me think the Iron Squad might make it. But I'm just hoping that that's true. I was close for both Dragon and Ryder. I was close to saying Dane and Kath.
Mm-hmm.
So another theory that I convinced I'm right is that Dane will die to save Zayden, not save him from being a Venon, but stop him from being killed or something. I believe that the way he will die is by having to slay his own dragon. So we think, yeah. I think Kath is bad. Kath has like rotten breath, and Kath is, I know that Kath isn't orange, she's brown, but something about Kath isn't there. I'm not sure it will happen in Onyx Storm. That's the main reason I didn't say it. I'm sure. I'm not sure at all. That's what I think is going to happen. It would be like the ultimate redemption for Dane, wouldn't it? Not to die for Violet. We don't know that he would die if it meant breaking rules. We don't know that. But I do think now that it's quite clear that he might die to save Violet. But if he was dying to save Zayden, that is like the... ultimate redemption for him.
Yeah, then nobody else could say anything negative about him after doing something like that.
Yeah. But the reason I didn't say it was because I don't think it will happen in Onyx Storm.
No, that's like a major thing to happen. So
Dane can't die in the third book, can he?
No. Maybe in the fourth, like by the end, something like this. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He might even kill his dad.
Ba, ba, ba. Or maybe his dad could kill him.
Oh, God.
Remember what Rebecca said? He deserved the world's dead.
Oh, my God. Imagine killing your own son. Sorry, don't imagine that.
Just, no,
that's an awful thing to say.
Just think about it. Right now, for Colonel Atos, Dane is a traitor. He killed Varesh. Well, we say kill. We don't know yet. No, we kind of bored.
I really want to know what happened to Dane's mom. Hmm. Really want to know. Because that's why I suspect he needed to be able to read memories, because his dad hasn't told him anything about his mom. And I think it's like a need to know more about his mom.
Yes.
Which is tragic, but also, what happened to his mom? I need to know what happened to his mom.
Yeah.
Everyone's asking about Zayden's mom. What about Dane?
True.
Flyer, you thought Serena.
Yeah.
I can totally see that happening. I can also see Mira dying. I'm sorry, guys, but I can. And maybe Kat and Violet will bond a bit more over losing a sister.
Yeah, that could be like a good reason to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're saying Serena is because Zayden, right now, he's stepping like 1 foot on the dark side. He's been like the biggest ally for her against the Venom. So I'm thinking that maybe in one of those meetings where he need to provide more weapon or whatever, he's just going to get rid of her.
Yeah, and I said Maren just because Maren's the
she's
nicest.
She's just too nice.
Yeah, she's the nicest one. Rebecca's making us like her and then she's going to kill her.
True.
So Nalen, I think, and my mum thinks, so it's going to have to happen, that we will learn more about Nalen and Brennan's relationship in Onyx Storm. Tern knows what happened.
And he doesn't want to talk about it.
Mm.
I started to believe this, the Nalen trying to save Brennan. He was the one who made the rune on the hand. And then he just channeled from the ground, turned into a full Brennan.
Mm.
And then he didn't want maybe Brennan see her like that. He just go away.
This is another one of Lish's theories, actually, is that there's good Venom and bad Venom. And the ones that channel for love aren't necessarily bad Venom. But you think that once you go Venom, it's really hard to stay good.
Yeah, you're losing your soul. So it's like, doesn't matter if you did for a good reason or no, you pay the same price.
See, I like to think that there'll be different types of Venom. I know what you mean there, and I know it's very Star Wars, but yeah. The cause of the family betrayal. I was torn. I couldn't decide whether it was going to be Brennan or Bodhi.
Bodhi is just because Brenodi. He's saying it. Brody. For me, Bodhi is just that he's always like the second one, like compared with Zayden. That signet is just the perfect signet to defeat Zayden as well. So for me, Bodhi, he had like all the tools to
turn Brennan. Into.
So Bodhi for me is just speculation. But Brennan, oh my God, he had red flags everywhere.
He does, doesn't he? Although he did help fix the wards. We have to give him that.
Yeah, but again, maybe he did because he thought that there's no way, there's no chance they can bring him back. He didn't know about the 7 dragon, isn't it? Maybe he knew that you need 7 dragons, but he thought there were just 6. So we're like, well, it's going to happen. Maybe worst case scenario, they send in Arisha.
So the thing that makes me, because I was torn as well, and I think Brennan will ultimately be bad or will have to die or something. And perhaps it's a decision that Nalen's a bad Venom. They have to kill him, and that will ultimately kill Brennan. That's a very difficult choice for Violet to make. So that could be the storyline. Mm-hmm. Or the storyline is that Brennan is the Venom. I really like the bit. I like the thought that Brennan is the Venom, because Fenn wouldn't have shot him for no reason, and Lilith was looking for a cure. And like, I just feel like there could be something there. And maybe they both could be, because I feel like maybe Nalen channeled the power from the earth that Brennan stole either back into the ground or into himself, and he turned Brennan and they switched places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've given you three different Brennan theories in this episode. I am clearly, I have no idea.
All over the place.
I just say, yeah, I'm all over the place. I've gone, like, bonded a dragon that's been bonded to a previous or to an ancestor. And I've gone crazy.
The other thing, if Van Allen is still alive, that means that Tern, he knows they're still alive or they're still maybe
still that connected. Bond.
Yeah.
And that's why I just want to talk about him.
But then he will have the same connection there. Zayden's granddad has with Zayden.
Potentially. Right, so Zayden POV chapter. The reason I'm like questioning it is because if you look at the audible,
yeah,
it just says Rebecca Solaire. It doesn't say Teddy Hamilton, which means that they either don't want us to know that Teddy Hamilton is narrating it and they're going to add that later, or mm-hmm. there is no Zayden POV chapter. And the reason I said in my like rapid fire answer that I think there is one and that they're going to add his name on after is just because I really want one, but I actually think there might not be one. If you read The Things We Leave Unfinished,
mm-hmm.
there's not going to be any spoilers in this if you haven't read it. It talks about the author's contract with a reader and how if you normally write a particular type of ending, then you should always write that particular type of ending. Otherwise, your fans get really sad or get really upset. Or doesn't necessarily mean she will, but I just found that that's so interesting about whether you have a happy ending or a sad ending or whatever. You do tend to build a relationship with your readers, and that's what they expect. And it can go really badly wrong if you don't. And I just feel like that makes me hope for a Zayden POV chapter, because that is what we've come to expect. And I mean, I won't be disappointed without it, because I just love the book and I just want to know what happens. I will devour any more information I can get about this world. But yeah, I keep coming back to that I have a feeling there might be one, but I don't know. I also said that I don't think there is, so again, I'm not coping well with this situation. I just need the book.
Yeah. I mean, if I just say everything, then yeah, you'll be right eventually.
that's genuinely not my tactic. I'm just so confused and I'm not coping. So you said no to Seventh Den. I said yes. Again, like, it would be, we know that she's going to want to learn more about her family. So why do you think there's no more?
It's more about I don't want this another Seven Day Dragon, because then Andarna will lose the status of being unique. Because if there's more, then Andarna will be just another dragon. Just not that special. It's just one of the Seven Day, and we find the Seven Day Dragons in the Isle Kingdom, for example.
They're all going to be very hard to find. Camouflage.
But yeah, for me, it will take a lot from Andarna as a character. So I think that, yeah, they will try to find them. They will get maybe like clues and stuff. They will go. But then in the end, they will find out that Andarna is the last one. It's the last dragon.
The last dragon. Yeah, it's always about the last one.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking I don't think we will see a Seventh Dragon.
But yeah, I agree with you. It would be like, that Andarna would lose her thing. But I also like, do not think at the end, it would be amazing to see a riot of Seventh Den dragons appearing over the horizon, and that's what saves the day. I do feel like there's more. We might not find them in Onyx Storm, but I don't know. Again, who knows? Rebecca knows. Okay, will we see Daddy Sorengel's research? I think we've talked enough about that. A place we will visit.
These are interesting because there's potential places. In the end, I say the Barrens, because everything is starting there, I think, when the first Vernon try all the land from there. So maybe we will have a visit to the Barrens to see if we can find answers about what it was there before, and maybe the Seventh Den, but we're looking for those.
We had a theory that the Seventh Den was originally in the Barrens and the land was drained. The dragons, a lot of the dragons were killed.
Yes.
And that's what made them migrate to the Vale.
Yeah, some of them escaped maybe. And
yeah. And maybe it was that Darrymore didn't bond and he was originally from the Barrens. The only thing that is confusing about that is there's a big strip of land that is occupied by griffins. So you have all the dragons on the west side of the continent.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from the Seventh Den, who are on the east side of the continent, then you have a strip of land that's basically occupied by the griffins. It feels odd. But then again, it's odd if they're on the Isle Kingdoms because that's not on the continent. So I really like the theory that they were their original hatching grounds were in the Barrens. I thought we would go to the Isle Kingdoms in search of allies, and perhaps that's where Zayden's mum is, because I'm hoping that she's not Fenon, even though she probably is. And then I think we'll learn more, if not see Duke Lindell. So we might go to Llewellyn. We might go to Cawdon. There's so many places. We might go to the coastal outpost to hunt down Daddy Atos. Yeah, I mentioned Cliffsbane Academy as well. I wondered if we might sneak in there.
That's another thing that we didn't ask. Like Colonel Ator, we'll see here an Onyx Storm like coming back, or he's going to be still out.
I think we'll find out what he's been doing in the coastal outposts.
Yeah, we need to remember there won't be General Mbazgayath. We need a new one.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to be the new...
It's going to be Panchak, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Panchak. And so, that's going to be Panchak
has been like really friendly with Atos, I think.
So. Yeah, and Melgren.
Yeah.
Because they say it right at the beginning of Fourth Wing, isn't it? There's a rumor that he wants General Sorengil's job and then Melgren's job. Yeah. He's ambitious. Yeah, I think it's going to be Panchak too. Right, Violet's second signet.
Oh yeah, this one.
So you think she's a type? You think she's a type of intrinsic? I think she's a type of truth sayer, but I also think she could equally be a type of intrinsic. I don't think she's a truth sayer like Nora.
A lie detector.
Nora's just a lie detector. But I also think that Felix is a truth sayer.
Yeah, I definitely think he's the real truth sayer. But with Violet, the problem is there's been a couple of things that is like really weird that when they were happening. The scene on the throne, then by the end when she even can feel the flesh of the wyvern in Sagel's mouth. You can feel maybe that she wants to channel from the ground. And I think that's exactly the same moment when Seda was thinking about it as well. And they were not with the bond because he was blocking her.
Mm.
So it's like a lot of things that like made me think that it's something there.
Seeing through their eyes and like seeing through Tern and Sagael, Jen messaged on Instagram and she said that she did think that was true. And then she remembered that even in Fourth Wing, after threshing, Dane moves out of the way so that Violet can see through Andana's eyes and looks at her relic on her back.
Yeah.
And she was like, if that was weird, Dane would have freaked out about it. Dane just accepts that's a normal dragon behavior. So that was an interesting point of view on that. There's just so many references to the fact that she needs truth and that she... And I feel like maybe the type of truth sayer I think she is that you have to answer her questions. And that's why Zayden is constantly saying, ask me the right questions, I'll answer them. Because he knows he can't
lie to her.
Yeah, he has to answer the questions truthfully. And I really like your theory about the throne scene being a rune that allows the person who's sitting in the throne to read the mind of the person who is kneeling before them, because how useful would that be as a ruler? I just love that theory, but I get...
More when you're not a rider.
Yeah.
You are just somebody from infantry.
Yeah, I love that. But you... And I think if anyone could have done that, it could have been Liam's mom.
I mean, if she was able to do something to block the signal of the person who's going to... kill
the dragon,
and all that kind of stuff. That's like really complicated. So I think a throne, they can just read the minds of the people who are in front, or maybe the people who are kneeling in front of him to see if they are loyal.
But I get it. There's specific phrases that is kind of like, I'm a person who needs information. That could fit for truth sayer, but it is the same as kind of the description of why Zayden might be, or the reason why Zayden is in Tinsuk. The one that kind of really made me think it was Truthsayer is the epigraph that says there's only one signet more dangerous than an intrinsic, and that's a Truthsayer, and yet we let them live. And I just feel like that was so boldly putting that in our face. And Violet is going to be more dangerous than Zayden. I'm sure she is. She's the main character. So what makes her more dangerous than Zayden, being a Truthsayer? But I know that the reason they think a Truthsayer is so dangerous in Navarre is because they're not telling the truth. So, yeah. Oh, God, I just can't wait to find out. But I can, because I don't want to be spoiled. I just want to read it. Garrick's signet, we've talked a lot about this.
Yeah.
I fumbled, but I'm erring on him being able to communicate over long distances, and that's how he arranges the weapons drop. But I also think he suspiciously finds things. He's the one that's finding things all the time.
I'm not sure about the funny things, because first was the letter from Colonel Eitos, but that letter was left for them to find because it was directly to Zayden. So he just found it maybe.
It should have been obvious.
Like it wasn't the door. He just grabbed it from the door and, yeah, this is for you.
Mm.
That's it. And then the other thing they were looking at, Rezan, there was this box.
His dragon.
Dragon funder, because the dragon is really good. Funder drones was really sensitive for that. We knew that from Iron Flame. So he's not the one who is funder, the dragon. And Rebecca Jarrow said that his signet will be the most useful if he's in a desert island. So it will be somebody that can communicate from this and say, we are in this island, send help.
Yeah, or find food, find shelter. I agree with you. I think he can communicate over distances. And we know that type of signet exists because General Malgrin's aide has one where he can hear over great distances. I totally see why you think Auric might be an intrinsic. If you think Auric is an intrinsic, who is our distance wielder?
Maybe we haven't seen her yet.
Another first year.
Doesn't have to be a first year. Could be somebody from outside Isle Kingdom. So
a rider.
Yeah, like a full rider that we don't know who it is, and then we'll find them.
There's a few people we don't know. So we don't know Dane's dad's signet, although we think that's something to do with mind control, don't we? Who else do we not know? Panchak?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a distance wielder. I think he's got something shit, like fire.
Fire wielder. Smoke wielder.
Imagine. Oh, that would be annoying. Just cough all the time.
Well, it would be useful maybe for the battle. You just put a smoke everywhere. They can't see you.
Baylor Norris. We don't know his signet.
What was the Vera's signet?
We don't know.
I was just like...
But again, she's... Wouldn't Zayden make it his business to know what people's signets are?
Yeah, so and he says
there hasn't been a distance wielder for centuries.
Mm.
I think the distance wielder is Auric. I really do.
Yeah.
He's too important in the story for it not to be him.
For me, it's more about the way that he found out about his brother being killed by Zayden. And the other thing is, if he's an intrinsic, then they had to change the rules about it, because I think they were just dangerous because they can just discover everything that's going on. They're trying to hide. But for now, there are wyverns everywhere. They were vanny. Everyone knows about it. And the prince is an intrinsic. Why are you going to put us a forbidden signet?
Well, that's not the only thing you want to keep classified in the military, the fact that you're fighting venom. There's loads of stuff.
Mm.
They're still dangerous. But I don't think the Aration portion of the army would kill intrinsics.
Yeah.
Because Zayden wants to learn more about it, and he is one, so he would sympathize with it. He would put a stop to that.
That would be like another reason to say that.
I totally see it. Together, like, yeah. I see why there's evidence to why Auric could be an intrinsic.
Yeah.
I just can't think of anyone else who's the distance wielder.
No, that's what I said. Then maybe we don't know the rider yet. Or it's going to be one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. Or maybe in the next book, it's going to be another year and there's going to be new cadets with new powers.
Maybe. I think he's a distance wielder. I'm locking it in. We've talked about this so many times, but we do think that Liam is going to be a big part in the whole series, and partly that could be through his dragon carvings that have the rune in them. The main evidence for that is that his mom is exceptional at runes. He was carving them. Liam did everything with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And when they get back from Resen, she clutches the dragon figure and it gives her the strength to go on. And while that is supposed to be, or we're supposed to think that's because she's lost him and it gives her like some resolve and she's like, right, I'm going to go and lie my way out of this, or selective truth my way out of this. I think something about that gave her, I think the carving gives her strength. I think it's like a strength rune or something.
Do you think we'll see Leon again in Onyx Sun, like we did on Iron Flame?
I don't.
Yeah, I think maybe the only thing that we'll get from him, hopefully, is going to be the Wooden Dragons. But I don't think we're going to have another flashback or another part where you can see it or he's talking with one of the
friends. I think she's done that. I would like it, but I think we'll still hear it. We'll learn more about Liam because we can learn more about him through Sloane. Mm-hmm. We can learn more about him through Zayden. We can learn more about him through Duke Lindell if he does arrive. So I don't think it's the last we've heard of Liam, but I'm not sure that we'll get a flashback.
Yeah. Obviously, in Iron Flame, it wasn't either like something solid. It was just Violet imagination in the end. But I guess it was just nice having that.
Yeah. The other one I really want to talk about is Zayden's mom and Duke Lindell. So the new characters that we might meet.
Yeah.
Zayden's mom.
She is like a really mysterious character. And because I'm thinking once Zayden starts to be lost in this van world, the mother could be like a really nice way to maybe bring him back or to connect him with who he really is. So that's why I thought that we might find something. Plus, we know she's alive. Well, so far there's no like official she's dead or
she's
anything.
Not dead,
it's
she?
Just we don't know where she is. Zayden doesn't know. But once everything happened, the wyverns, Vernon, been raining and all around Baskayath and Navarre, maybe that's going to be a reason to her to come back.
I really, really, for Zayden's sake, I don't want her to be Venon, but it makes sense with, like, Fen knowing and Fen, like, her leaving, and there's got to be a good reason why she left. I'm hoping she's on the Isle Kingdoms and she's having to rule or something. She had to go and protect. Maybe she had to go and protect the Seventh Den.
It's going to be a little bit like How to Train Your Dragon story.
Oh, yeah!
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much that, isn't it? The How to Train Your Dragon, Hiko's mom, she was given for death. And then she just appeared because she was protecting the dragons.
Is Zayden's mom protecting the Seventh Den?
I mean, if Rebecca Jarrow was taking inspiration in every single movie about dragons, maybe that's one
There's
of them.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
And I thought Duke Lindell, just because we know that he is an ally.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he's in the king's court. I have a feeling we're going to meet him. Wow, we are so close to the release of Onyx Storm.
Yeah, the next time you hear from us, we will have finished. Our next episode will be split into parts, spoiler-free reaction section, and where we can promise absolutely no spoilers.
That's right, and the second part, we will have spoilers. But don't worry, we won't be sharing them on social media. But it will be our first reactions to Violet Signa and the major things we learn in Onyx Storm. We will make it so obvious when we're about to talk about that. So with the first part, you might want to take a break from reading and get spoiler-free content we will just make sure it's marked spoiler-free.
Basically, we want you to read at your own pace. We're not rushing you, so we're giving you a couple of weeks to read it and then come back with us. When we start with our deep dive in February, so all that's left to say is thanks for listening to Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast talking all things Onyx Storm. Be sure to head over to our Instagram and TikTok at Faithfully Fantasy Pod to join the conversation. We love hearing your thoughts, theories, and themes in the comments. We'll be sharing our bingo cards in the next few days as well.
Also, don't forget to visit our website where you can find all the episodes from Faithfully Fantasy, all the links, and all the surprises that are coming next week. So go to faithfullyfantasy.com. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. We'll say goodbye for now. But we'll see you next week with more Faithfully Fantasy and more Onyx Storm.
I can't believe I'm finally saying this, but we'll see you on the other side of the storm.
Bye.